Chapter 9. We got a complaint on you from the Board of Health, Riley.
Oh, is that all?
From the expression on your face, I thought that you were having some sort of epileptic seizure, Ignatius said to Mr. Clyde through his mouthful of hot dog and bun, bumping his wagon into the garage.
I'm afraid to guess what the complaint could be or how it could have originated. I assure you that I've been the very soul of cleanliness. My intimate habits are above reproach. Carrying no social diseases, I don't see what I could possibly transmit to your hot dogs that they do not already have. Look at these fingernails.
Don't give me none of your bullshit, you fat bum.
Mr. Clyde ignored the pause that Ignatius had extended for inspection.
You only been on the job a few days. I got guys working for me for years, never been in trouble with the board.
No doubt they're more foxy than I.
They got this man was checking on you.
Oh,
Ignatius said calmly, and paused to chew on the tip of the hot dog that was sticking from his mouth like a cigar butt.
So that's who that obvious appendage of officialdom was. It looked like an arm of the bureaucracy. You can always tell employees of the government by the total vacancy which occupies the space where most other people have faces.
Shut up, you big slob. Did you pay for that weenie you eating?
Well, indirectly, you may subtract it from my miserable wage.
Ignatius watched as Mr. Clyde jotted some numbers on a pad.
Tell me, what archaic sanitary taboo have I violated? I suspect that it's some falsification on the part of the inspector.
The board says they seen the vendor with number 7. That's you.
So it is. Thrice blessed 7. I'm guilty on that count. They've already pinned something on me. I imagine that 7 would ironically be an unlucky cart. I want another cart as soon as possible. Apparently, I'm pushing a jinx about the streets. I'm certain that I can do better with some other wagon. A new cart, a new start.
Will you listen to me?
Well, if I really must. I should perhaps warn you that I'm about to faint from anxiety and general depression, though. The film I saw last night was especially grueling, a teenage beach musical. I almost collapsed during the singing sequence on Surfboard. In addition, I suffered through 2 nightmares last night, one involving a Cine Cruiser bus. The other involved a girl of my acquaintance. It was rather brutal and obscene. If I described it to you, you would no doubt become frightened.
They seen you picking a cat out the gutter on St. Joseph Street.
Is that the best they can do? What an absurd lie!
Ignatius said, and with a flip of his tongue pulled in the last visible portion of the hot dog.
What was you doing on St. Joseph Street? That's all warehouses and wharves out there. There's no people on St. Joseph. That's not even on our routes.